You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
Waiting for Jason Aldean right here on this show, everybody. Yeah. Stand by. Everybody plays, everybody
sings. That's the way we get so down. Nervous.
In a hick town.
Underneath this Amarillo.
Here he comes.
Hello?
Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, man?
We're doing well. It's Greg, PT, and Mandy, and it's an honor to have you on the show today.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Jason, ninth studio album, and it's called Nine. Let's talk about this a little bit. What's significant with Nine in your life?
I was big into sports growing up, and baseball in particular, and so nine was my number. That's what I wore all through school, and it was just kind of always my lucky number. Baseball players are very superstitious people and very weird when it comes to our numbers.
Right.
So,
were you a Braves fan, I assume, or no?
Yeah, I grew up, probably about an hour and a half south of Atlanta.
Uh-oh.
So,
Twins versus Braves, 1991, man. I'm not going to pour salt in that wound at all.
Yeah, you guys cheated.
We did.
Specifically Kent Herbeck.
Yeah, right. Still angry at it.
We had some Kirby. We had Jack Morris, Burt Blylevin, know that. You remember all those names.
Jack Morris, one of the best games of any pitcher ever.
I was there. I was in the left field stands, game six, when Kirby hit the home run. I know that must have been heartbreaking.
Good for you.
I'm so sorry. Remember that day we just pissed off Jason Aldean, and that was a great deal.
And he never talked to us again.
Glad we could relive your glory days.
Hey, we are proud. I think this is a proud moment for us. We are the last stop on your Ride All Night tour, or We Back tour, rather, on March 14th at the XL Energy Center. When you end a tour, just make it up, Jason. Say that you want to always end it in the greatest city possible.
Well, I do, I mean, hey, Minneapolis, it's been great, man. You guys have always been great to us up there. And we, speaking of the Twins, we had a chance to play Target Field a few years ago. Whenever you can play a stadium like that and that many people come out to support you, in one place, it means that you got a lot of fans there. And that all starts with you guys playing the record. So we appreciate it.
Jason, in a few weeks, you're heading back to Las Vegas for the very first time since the Route 91 tragedy. Ride All Night at the Park Theater. What is that going to be like for you?
Well, I think anytime we ever go back to Vegas from here on out, it'll always be a little weird, and not weird, but just kind of we'll always kind of have that feeling in our gut a little bit. We'll forever be tied to Las Vegas because of that. for us, we're playing a smaller theater out there, so we're playing a 5,000 seat venue. And I think a lot of the fans out there who, maybe the first time for them coming back to see our show or a show since Route 91, I think being in a smaller venue like that, a little more intimate, I think will be great for everybody, and kind of lets us get a little more up close and personal with them. And we're excited, man. I mean, it's like I said, we're forever tied to Las Vegas and that Route 91 family who was there. So and the families of those people. So it's something. When we went back to Vegas, we wanted to do it the right way and make sure we kind of honored everybody. I feel like enough time has gone by, and it just feels like the right time. So we're excited.
When we come back with country music entertainer of the decade, Jason Aldean, we'll ask him how he's moved on from the tragedy, yet still honors the victims and survivors of Route 91, and what living through that tragedy has been like for him. Stay right there, the Wolf Wake Up Crew, Greg, Mandy, and PT with Jason Aldean. More coming up next. Back with Jason Aldean on 102.9 The Wolf. We're talking to Jason about returning to Las Vegas for the first time since the Route 91 tragedy. And I guess just going a little bit deeper, if you allow, Jason, what conversations do you have with yourself on how you honor and respect the survivors and victims of that tragedy, yet move on and still, because you got to epitomize life and survival, because that's really what we all learned after 9/11. But what is it that you've learned and experienced since that night?
Well, I think for me, after that happened, I had my band and crew and everybody in my organization kind of looking at me saying, all right, well, what now? It was kind of up to me to figure out where we were going to go from there. Do we just kind of pack it in and just, call the tour and cancel everything that we had to do? We ended up having to cancel the next weekend of shows because all of our gear was in Vegas and we couldn't play. So even when the first shows we did play wasn't even our full setup. I think our first show was in Tulsa. It wasn't even our full setup. They still had all of our gear on stage and out in Vegas and still going over the crime scene and stuff. So we kind of had a throw-together rig that we put together and had to truck it from Nashville out to Tulsa to even play the following, like 2 weeks after it happened. So, you know, but I think everybody's kind of looking at me as kind of saying, like, what do we do here? And it was kind of up to me to sort of figure it out, you know, and unfortunately that's something that there's no book on it. There's no easy way to do that. So we ended up doing Saturday Night Live that week, and that was something that kind of just randomly came up and they called and I told them I'd do it if I could say what I wanted to say and sing what I wanted to sing. I would do the show and they allowed me to do that, and it just, that was a big moment for us, man. That was a big moment in kind of getting the band back on stage for a second, and then the first show we played was in Tulsa, and getting through that show was big, you know, because it was just like the one song we were playing, When She Says Baby, was what we were playing, and you know, it just like everything started happening. And so that first time we played that song afterwards, it was weird, you know, and it's a work in progress, you know. Even now, every day, every show is still something that, you know, it'll always be with us no matter what.
It puts things in perspective for sure, Jason. Speaking of perspective, how's the family?
They're great, man. Everybody's doing well. My two older kids, I got one that's 16, one that's 12, and then I got Memphis, who's about to be 2, and then the little one, Navy, she'll be 10 months old here in a couple weeks. So, yeah, I got a house full, man. It's fun.
busy.
It's awesome, though.
Well, listen, happy Thanksgiving. We can't wait. We wish it wasn't March 20th, but we can't wait to see you. Jason Aldean, down the road. The new album is called 9, out right now. So, Jason, congratulations, and we are pumping up We Back right here on The Wolf. So thanks, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great day.
Cool. Thanks, man.
All right, there you go. Jason Aldean on The Wolf.
Very cool.
I love it.
Very cool.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.